You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond, and Zach Meir. And joining us down the line is Clem Chambers from ADVFN. Clem, good to have you with us today.
Good to be back.
So let's kick things off with Donald Trump. And how soon before you think he retires or resigns?
Never. I think he'd take the whole world down with him. He's that kind of personality.
So were you concerned, though, that the health bill wasn't, he didn't have enough support to get that pushed through?
Well, he's already blamed it on Ryan and moved on. He's already said, well, you know, it'll blow up, it'll be terrible, then we'll sort it out then, move on. He's, you know, he doesn't react like other politicians. He just, you know, he just goes and then moves on. Who cares? That's what's next. That, you know, he did that already. I mean, nobody's expecting him to behave like anyone has ever behaved, and nobody knows what's going to happen next. I mean, the key thing is, what about this, you know, tax breaks? What about the stimulus? That's the key thing. That's what the market's waiting for. And, you know, it's looking very bearish out there. I mean, if they go and block him on that as well, well, you know, that's really why the market's up. It doesn't matter what he does elsewhere. If he doesn't do this massive inflationary stimulus, if he doesn't cut taxes like a madman, you know, the market's going to die.
But surely the problem with that is that the idea is to cut these high tax rates and also get rid of the loopholes. But a lot of senators work with companies that actually benefit from the higher tax rate. But with those loopholes, isn't that a concern?
Well, I mean, you know, if he can't actually get anything done because the American political system is so corrupt, then obviously that's going to be interesting. And what that turns into is another matter altogether. Mm. You know, this is politics. Unfortunately, the markets are now operating at the political layer. I mean, they were operating at the economic layer during the crash. And before that, the world was operating at the market level. So now it's shifted to the dirtiest game of all and the most unpredictable. So that's what you've got to predict at the moment. I'm predicting that I want to be in cash. So, I'm getting towards half in cash now. I was 100% in equities about, say 6 weeks ago. I'm now heading pretty quickly towards half cash because, you know, if the wheels come off, we're going to see under 20,000 in a very short order. And we're going to see back down to the pre-Brexit Trump rally levels. And that will probably be a very good time to buy. There is a correction underway. Now, whether it just whips around in the next day and it's just a blip that we've gone through and I've got out early, who knows? But I'm looking here for 10 to 15%, potentially 20 to 25% if they're going to move to kick Trump out. Trump is never going to resign. They will have to drag him screaming out of that place. And if that happens, we will see a 25% correction.
Yeah, but it's worse than that, though, because you've got somebody who can't, you couldn't arrange a drinks party in a brewery. I mean, anything he's trying to do, the travel ban, and I mean, it doesn't look like he's going to be able to get anything through because politicians don't like him. He's a businessman; they don't like him, and they want to say whatever he wants to do, they're determined to block.
Well, you know, politics is the big game. People underestimate politicians a lot. They think they're a bunch of idiots, but in fact, they're a bunch of cunning foxes. And they're at the top of the game. They are the most powerful people on the planet. And they didn't get there by accident. Business people do have a habit of thinking just because all their cronies kiss their backside, they're so smart. But Trump is very different. Don't underestimate that man. That man is not to be underestimated. Read his book, Think Big and Kick Ass. And if that doesn't put a cold chill down your spine, nothing will. He is a item, to be sure. And there will be one hell of a fight if it goes that way. And that fight will be, you know, there will be a lot of money to be made on both short and long side because all hell will break loose, which is great for anybody that's a speculator. You call that right, you'll make a ton of money. Call it wrong, you'll lose your shirt. So that's the world we're going into. And it's very exciting, pretty stressful, but don't underestimate anybody in this game. Don't underestimate the politicians. Don't underestimate Donald Trump. Don't underestimate how much carnage this can cause. Don't underestimate how dangerous this is for your capital. However, get it right, call the right shots, make a lot of money. So that's the game we're now playing, Zach, and you know, it's quite entertaining. And I'm going to cash right now because if it tumbles, I'm going to be going back in boots in.
Well, the FT has said today that watching what's happening in the junk bond market is a fantastic indicator of investor sentiment at the moment. Would you agree with that?
The bond market is a senior market, okay? But the trouble is with markets right now is A, they're fixed. Yeah, they're a bit fixed by people like the Fed and the ECB. So they're fixed politically. Well, you know, that's hard to call. Yes, the bond market, if the bond market gets a proper indicator of what's really going on, all hell's going to rip, right? Because interest rates should never be down here ever in the history of humanity. That is a fix by the Fed. If you want to see what's going on with bonds, look at the Fed's balance sheet. Now, that is the interesting thing, because it looks like the US Treasury has pulled back $500 billion worth of its bonds, probably to keep it below the debt threshold limit, and that the Fed has taken $500 billion worth of liquidity out of the private sector. And that's why the market is wobbling. That could be short term. That could be the beginning of something very long term and very, very bad. People aren't talking about the debt ceiling. We're through the debt ceiling here. It hasn't been cleared. They're doing all sorts of jiggery-pokery to keep the lights on, which is all well-laid plans, it must be said. But the debt ceiling is an extremely interesting and important function right now, because if, say, for example, Trump said, I'm going to get my way, you're not increasing the debt ceiling, I'm going to veto that, government stops now. Ooh. That could happen. It's not likely to happen, but no one's looking at the debt ceiling right now. That is quite an interesting fact.
Super. Clem, thank you so much. Clem Chambers there, founder and CEO of ADVFM.